birthday, America!
And welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa on the tail end of the long July 4th holiday weekend. If you recall, a couple of weeks ago, the station was off the air on a Monday morning, and Rock of Ages did not air. So today, I'm going to broadcast that show that was originally supposed to air on that date, June 14th. There will be some dated references that I'll ask you to overlook, but for the most part, it's a fun show, and I think you will enjoy it. So here we go with an encore, sort of, performance of Rock of Ages on WMFO.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down in Memphis. settling down all right. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what you would find. And it's something quite peculiar. Something shimmering and white. It leads you here, despite your destination, under the wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know what you were finding. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know what you were finding.
Out of Sydney, Australia. The band is called The Church, and that is Under the Milky Way. And we heard The Eagles from The Long Run. Before that, Joe Walsh leading the vocals on that one, In the City, here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Good morning, Ron LaRussa here with you. It is halfway through June, June 14th today. Of course, this show is being pre-recorded. We are not broadcasting live yet, but we are listening together on June 14th. And how are you adjusting to your post-COVID isolation life? I've had a very surreal couple of weeks. So for 15 months, my schedule was literally this. I would wake up, I would walk 10 feet over to my desk, I would take Zoom calls all day for work, I'd go downstairs for dinner, watch TV, and repeat. And that was basically the routine, except for maybe every 2 weeks, I would do a massive grocery delivery and it took at least an hour to scrub that down. And that was life from March 2020 all the way to just a couple of weeks ago. Well, in the last week and a half, over a seven-day span, I did the following. I went out to dinner with a friend, which was the first social thing I had done to somebody who I wasn't related with in all that time. Then I went out to a beer garden one night. I went out on a boat. Thank you to Captain Joe and lovely Lisa for a day out on the Boston Harbor in a boat. I hosted a brunch for my daughter's birthday. I went to a Red Sox game. My son took me to a Red Sox game as an early Father's Day present. And then I went back into the office for a meeting for the first time in 15 months. So slightly overwhelmed with all the stimulation, but in a very good way. And I know it's taking a little bit of an adjustment, but I hope you're having the same experience, that you're getting out and you're getting and doing things. You know, there are certain things from the pandemic that we definitely want to leave behind. There are other things we want to carry with us. And one of those is Phil's pick. Phil has been with us the entire time. He's been giving us great recommendations for music, and he's got another Phil's pick for us today.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is You and I by The Revivalists. The Revivalists are a band based out of New Orleans. Their music blends soul, country, R&B, and funk. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe. Be kind.
Jumping at the
Unmistakable sound of Geddy Lee and Rush, Fly By Night. And we heard something new from the Revivalists. It was Phil's pick today, and the song was called You and I. Here on Rock of Ages, on WMFO, we do it every Monday morning from 8 till 9 o'clock. I'm glad to have you with me today. It's a little early in the show for me to be doing my one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era, but I have kind of a special edition of that today, in that featuring a song I wouldn't necessarily play on the show, but there are special circumstances surrounding this one. Last week, the Tribeca Film Festival began in New York. It's going to run through June 20th. And one of the most highly anticipated films is a documentary about the band A-ha. It's called A-ha, the Movie. If you recall, they were a band out of Norway who had one of the most enduring hits from the 80s and a groundbreaking music video for their song, Take On Me. And in this documentary, they spend a lot of time describing the incredible history of that song, which underwent numerous style changes, title changes, and false starts. I wish I could play you the trailer. You can see it on rollingstone.com because it really lays this out really nicely. But here are some of the highlights. So the hook of the song was first conceived by the band's lead singer when he was just 15 years old. It got recorded once and released in a kind of classical pop style that they said was inspired by The Doors. There was also recorded a post-punk version, and in it, the lead singer literally crowed like a rooster in the middle of the song. After these two releases, nothing much happened. The band still believed in the song, and they brought it to a producer in London who suggested they go with a falsetto. He thought that the lead singer had a really nice falsetto voice. So they recorded it again. They released that version in 1984 with a very run-of-the-mill video, and that bombed. Finally, they re-recorded it with kind of a new wave overtone, recreated the video where the comic book drawing comes to life, and they had a massive hit. So I'm not really sure this is a rock song per se, not the kind of song I usually feature on One Hit Wonder, but because of the documentary getting so much attention at Tribeca, let's play it as our One Hit Wonder this week. This is Take On Me from A-ha, WMFO.
Talking of
Grateful Dead, off of Shakedown Street. Good Lovin', a cover of a tune originally done by The Rascals. And we heard Take On Me from A-ha. And that was our one hit wonder of the album Rock Radio Era today. And we did it in recognition of the release of A-ha the Movie, which is a documentary that is going to be played at the Tribeca Film Festival this week, which not only talks about the history of the band, but goes into great depth about the creation of that song, including playing some of the different versions of it. And very, very interesting. And like I said, if you're interested, go to the RollingStone.com website and you can see the movie trailer there and you get to hear some of that music, and it's pretty interesting. Well, the name of the show is Rock of Ages. We play the best rock from all eras. That includes the classic rock of the 70s, the rock and new wave of the 80s, alt rock from the 90s, and the pop rock from 2000s through today. It's as if the album rock radio that many of us grew up listening to was still around today. And that includes new music, and we've got some for you now. The Wallflowers have released another new song from their upcoming album called Exit Wounds, which will be out on July 9th. This is Who's That Man Walking Around My Garden? New from The Wallflowers, WMFO.
Got two jobs at once. I got the kind of things that only come from working like the devil till the sun comes up. Now, I got your back and I got your front. Now, I take a city bus and then a train. Walk 3 miles of hell both ways. When I get home, don't wanna complain, but tell me who's that man walking around my garden?
Yeah. girlfriend of mine. And I'm real, real gone. I'm real gone. Oh, Lord, I got hit by a bow and arrow. Got me down to the very marrow. You're a friend of mine. And I'm real. The frickin' sin in the midnight hour. It's when my love comes tumbling down, as Solomon Burke said. If you need me, why don't you call me? James Brown said, when you're tired of what you got, try me.
That's Van Morrison and Real Real Gone. And we heard new music from the Wallflowers, Who's That Man Walking Round My Garden? Van Morrison is becoming like that uncle that comes over Thanksgiving once a year and is getting crankier and crankier every year, but you still love him, and you want to hang with him, but you start to take everything he says with a slight grain of salt. I think we're getting to that place with Uncle Van, but the music is still really good and really worth listening to. Well, in This Week in Rock, tomorrow, June 15th in 2014, Casey Kasem died. Casey Kasem, as you hope you know, is the longtime host of American Top 40. He was also the voice of Shaggy on Scooby-Doo and did a lot of voiceover work. And a huge influence on anybody who is around my age who wanted to get into radio. And in fact, they still rerun American Top 40 on satellite radio on the 70s channel on Saturdays. So Casey Kasem at least lives in that forum. But the end of his life was very tragic and bizarre. His then wife and his children from his first marriage had a very public and very expensive legal war over his care and eventually over his body after he died. He had what was diagnosed as Lewy body dementia, which ironically rendered him speechless. And his children sued their stepmother for access to him. And there was a time when literally nobody knew where he was. After he died, there were allegations of abuse, so the kids got a restraining order preventing his cremation, but his wife had moved the body out of the country. He wound up being buried in Norway like 6 months after he died, and it took 5 years before all the lawsuits were settled. But a very tragic end for Casey Kasem, who died this week in 2014. Also this week, one of the best-selling albums of the 1990s was released. Yesterday, June 13th, marked the release of Jagged Little Pill by Alanis Morissette, a hugely popular and successful album. So let's give a listen now. This is All I Really Want from Alanis Morissette, Rock of Ages, WMFO.
Do I stress you out? My sweater is on backwards and inside out, and you say, how appropriate. I don't want to dissect everything today. I don't mean to pick you apart, you see, but I can't help it. And there I go, jumping before the gunshot has gone off. Slap me with the splintered ruler. And it would knock me to the floor if I wasn't there already. If only I could hunt the hunter. And all I really want is some patience. A way to calm the angry vice. And all I really want is deliverance. Do I wear you out? You must wonder why I'm relentless and all strung out. I'm consumed by the chill of solitary. I'm like Estella. I like to reel it in and then spit it out. I'm frustrated by your apathy. And I am frightened by the corrupted ways of this land. If only I could meet the maker. And I am fascinated by the spiritual man. I'm humbled by his humble nature. petrified of silence. Here, can you handle this? Did you think about your bills, your ex, your deadlines? Or when you think you're gonna die? Or did you long for the next distraction? And all I need now is intellectual intercourse. A soul to dig the hole much deeper. And I have no concept of time or further than it is dying. If only I could kill the killer. And all I really want is some peace, man. A place to find a common ground. And all I really want is a wavelength.
Good to see you once again.
That's Eric Clapton, who also is drifting into funny uncle territory, by the way. The song is Hello, Old Friend, and we heard Alanis Morissette from Jagged Little Pill, which was released on this day, actually yesterday, June 13th, 1995. And the song was All I Really Want. On Rock of Ages on WMFO, good morning. My name is Ron LaRussa. I am your host for the show every Monday morning from 8 till 9 o'clock. Thank you for joining me today. And remember, you can listen to us live on the radio, like you are right now, maybe, on 91.5 FM. You can also stream us live on WMFO.org or on demand by going to the website and looking at the schedule and finding the show and then accessing the stream through that way. We will get back to the music in just 30 seconds, right after this.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
That message about sunscreen reminds me that next Monday's show will be on the first day of summer. It'll be June 21st. So if you see me in your travels over the next week, let me know some summer songs that you might like to hear, and I'll try to get them on. We'll play a bunch of summer music next week here on the show on Rock of Ages. The Moody Blues got themselves into a pattern in the late 80s and early 90s, where they would release an album every year and follow it with a summer tour. This is from one of those albums called Octave. This is Driftwood from the Moody Blues, WMFO.
Just like the driftwood of a dream, left on the seashore of sleep. Just like the words that wouldn't rhyme, lost in the desert of time. Time waits for no one at all. No, not even you. You thought you'd seen it all before. You really thought you knew. I don't remember what we said in the confusion that night. I only know what's on my mind. What's in the future? We will decide, guys. Time waits for no one at all. No, not even you. You thought you'd seen it all before. You really thought you knew. A shattered illusion. A fortune. Thank you.
fire me up again. Who's got the claws in you, my friend? Into your heart, heart beat again. Sweet like candy to my soul. Sweet you rock and sweet you roll. Lost for you, I'm so lost for you. Oh, when you come crash into me, and I come into you, and I come into you.
Well, that wraps up another exciting episode of Rock of Ages here on WMFO. This is Ron LaRussa. Have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you next week at this time. Take care.
Keith Lockhart from the Boston Pops, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.